moose weren't always a staple in western Alaska. The animals migrated to the region sometime after the turn of the century. But in an area just north of Nome, the population has been decreasing following years of heavy snow. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story of a mystery that's still unfolding.
Warren Hansen is counting down the days until he can fly over the tundra to look for moose. Although he'll be searching the landscape with his eyes, his ears will be doing most of the work.
I'm listening to static and beeps all day and trying not to get motion sick.
Hansen is a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. This beeping is just a demo, but in the aircraft that sound will be transmitted from Hansen's moose to a radio receiver. Or rather, the 16 calves he collared last fall. Right now, those calves are somewhere outside of Nome wearing the chunky white collars Hansen gave them. Hopefully, they're emitting a sound like this. But this sound could be closer to the truth. That's what Hansen calls the mortality signal. In an area north of Nome, the moose population is decreasing by about 12% annually. Hansen says moose are an important subsistence food, so a shrinking population is a concern. About a year ago, the Department of Fish and Game received federal and state money to look into the issue. But if this were a detective story, Hansen says it's only the first chapter in figuring out what's going on with moose.
Early on, we just got the tip that somebody's not doing too hot.
Moose turned up in Nome around the 1930s, and scientists aren't totally sure why. It's possible they could have just naturally migrated into the area. To the delight of local hunters, they just came barreling through.
Well, it may not have been barreling through, but it was probably a pretty impressive sight to see this long-legged, dark animal standing on a hillside.
Tony Gorn has lived in Nome for 20 years, and he spent most of that time working as a management biologist for the Department of Fish and Game. Back in the 1980s, the moose population was booming. So much the biologists wondered if the landscape could even sustain it. And by the late 2000s, Gorn was on the job, capturing calves to weigh them and see how the animals were getting on. The first few years
kind of told us that, things are okay.
The moose were a normal weight. But the next 2 years, heavy snow fell in Nome, and their weight dropped. Management biologists wondered if there were too many moose, so they increased the hunting quota. But since then, the population started to decline more rapidly. Gorn says it's too early to tell exactly what's going on. It's complicated, but nutrition could be a factor.
There's definitely not one single thing that we could call the silver bullet.
Still, one thing's for certain. Winters in Nome are not as cold as they used to be. At around 30 degrees, you get warm, wet conditions, which can lead to more snow and ice. As for moose, Gorn says the animals are hardy. They're built to handle heavy snow. But their environment, at least around Nome, appears to be changing. Moose eat shrubby plants like willow.
You know, we see our willows completely encased in ice. Those are things I think that we need to begin to understand, particularly if they're going to become long-term events.
But for now, he says the emphasis is on what's happening to moose, not necessarily the why. Are they malnourished, migrating farther north? Are the calves being eaten? Those are the big questions. When the study is done in about 3 years, the Department of Fish and Game hopes to have a better understanding about what's going on. The research could influence management decisions down the line to help stabilize the population. In the meantime, Gorn and his colleague plan to go back out into the tundra this spring to check on the young moose.
If the weather was beautiful tomorrow, we're not flying.
He says right now the plane is a solid block of ice. The mystery is when the weather will be clear enough to fly. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Nome.